If you would like one, there's stewards around, and we're going to just look at one verse that's going to help us to think through this today. So we're in John's Gospel. That's one of the accounts of Jesus' life. And that could be found on page 1066. That's a 1066. Boys and girls, it will be on the screen as well, so don't fear not. But adults, it'd be great to have a Bible there so you can see that everything we're looking at today is from here and not something that I'm making up. So we're looking at John chapter 3, verse 16. It's a little 16 on page 1066. Listen out for the love, okay? That's what we're looking at. Because the story shows us the love of God. Listen out for the love of God in these verses. So verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's the reading this morning. See, as a follower of Jesus, John, who wrote this account down, he wanted to describe, he wanted to tell us or show the love of God. And what did he do? Well, he reached for the Christmas story and he said, you want to see the love of God? You want to see what he's like? Look there. He pointed to the Christmas story. And he did that because, 1, 2, 3, the Christmas story shows us the love of God. Very good. We were saying it lots this morning. And this love that we're thinking about, boys and girls, isn't just a kind of a lovey-dovey, cuddly-wuddly kind of love. You know, it's not a kind of love that just sends chocolates in the post once a year. This is a big, unmatchable, certain kind of love. And so the Christmas story shows us the love of God. And what we're going to think about this morning is how and what is this love? So how does the Christmas story do that? Well, at the heart of the Christmas story are presents. Who is excited to get some presents this Christmas? Only a few of you. Come on, who's excited to get some Christmas presents? Yes, Brian's ecstatic for presents this Christmas. We are, aren't we? It's fun to try and get presents. Now, I'm a little bit sad because I don't think, boys and girls, I don't think I'm going to get any presents this year. I don't think I'm going to get any at all. You got me a present? Brilliant. Come on then. Oh, go on then. Chuck it up. Go on. Let's go. Oh, come on then. Is it fragile? Oh, I got two presents. You got me a present as well? Oh, that was a tricky one. Oh, look at these. I'm only expecting three, so if anyone else has got a present, that'd be great. No? Okay, I'll carry on. Oh, presents. Thanks, guys. Burrows particularly. Feeling the love from you guys this morning. Now, does anyone like to come and help open these presents? It's been a little while. Do you want to come up? You could come up. I need three people. Yeah, Nathan, do you want to come up? No, he's got to come up. All right, that's it. Come round. Whoever gets it first, you could choose which one you'd like to open first. Da-da-da-da. All right, go on then. Yeah, just go for it. We won't do one by one. We're just going to go frantic. Open it up as quick as you can. See what there is. Any guesses from anyone while they're doing that? Any guesses? What do you think they are? What? Face wash. That's it, keep going. That's it. Oh, I don't know who's wrapped these up. It's a bit tight, isn't it? That's it. Oh, are you almost there? Fantastic. Oh, who's going to get there first? Oh, what is it? It's a bit pink. That's it. Good job. Oh, we're there. Well done. What is it? You don't know what it is?
I have no idea what this is.
Oh. Oh, cool. Thanks, guys. Do you know what this is yet? All right, I think people are trying to tell me something. So this is a bar of soap. We've got some Sparkle Apple body wash. Thank you, you were right. To be fair, I shouldn't have asked you because you wrapped it up, presumably, right? And some Lynx, some deodorant. So what do you think these guys are trying to tell me? I think these guys are trying to tell me that I smell a little bit. I didn't think I was that bad, but thanks, guys. Thanks for the hint. Thank you very much. Thank you. Go grab a seat. Let's give them a round of applause for coming up. Great. So, soap, deodorant, body wash. I'm starting to get the hint of what I need to do this Christmas. Now, obviously, these are things that I need, but the present that God gives at Christmas is something that the Bible says that we all desperately need. You see, at the heart of the Christmas story is a present, is a gift. Here it is. It's got a label on it. This is the gift that God said. He sent And it says, to world, happy Christmas, love God. Now let's just check who here belongs to the world. Okay, we've got quite a few aliens amongst us then. Who here belongs to the world? Thank you. Everyone does, don't they? Everyone belongs to the world. So this is a gift for everyone. It's for you, it's for you, even for you, and you, and you, and you. It's everyone, right? This is a gift for everyone. Now, thinking of the Christmas story, who thinks they know what might be in here? Anyone have a guess as to what we know? Yeah, do you have a guess? Yeah? No, that's okay. Yeah, go on, Sophie. Lots of Bibles. That'd be quite cool, wouldn't it? Yeah, one sense, maybe. The word? Yeah. A baby. Okay, well, just before we go, this isn't a real one. And I put some air holes in, just in case. Now, here we go. This is God's gift to the world, right? So look, the Christmas story shows us the love of God. At the heart of the Christmas story is a present, and in the present is the one and only Son. So, I might need someone to come and hold baby Jesus in a minute. You can sit there for a minute. So this is the thing we're learning, right? So we're going to go. So he gave us his Son. Okay, so let's go from the top. So we've still got this. And then we're going to go, he gave us his Son. So ready? 1, 2, 3. The Christmas story shows us the love of God. He gave us his Son. Very good. Need to remember where I'm putting everything. He gave us his Son. Here we go. There's another one, just in case you didn't see it the first time. Now, loads of us are probably so familiar with the Christmas story that I guess often we don't even stop to think about it. We can kind of act out the nativity, and it's all a bit of fun. But this is quite something, isn't it? This is quite a big present. God loved the world enough to give his one and only Son. Now, I'm not really doing a good job in holding this. Does someone want to come and hold baby Jesus? Come on, Eleanor. Come and hold baby Jesus for me. Because I can see some of you going, you haven't got his neck. I can see it. See it in your eyes. I said, hold it nicely. There we go. But, you know, it's a massive gift, isn't it? God gave us his Son. But you might also think, well, that's also a little bit strange when you think about it. And so to understand God's love in sending his Son, we need a couple more things to help think this through. So I'm going to need a few more helpers. So this is the first thing I'm going to think about. Someone come wear the cross. Come, Sophie. Come hold or wear the crown. Do it come across a little bit? Okay, put it on your head. To teach us something of the baby that came, okay? So Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God's King that all the Old Testament points to. All the Bible pointed to Jesus coming. So think of the Christmas story. Think of how King Herod reacted. When he heard of a baby being born, he was disturbed, wasn't he? He was angry. He wanted to do something to get rid of other kings being born. Think about the magi, the wise men we saw in the story. What did they do? They brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh for a king. They came to worship King Jesus. So God gave us his Son, and the crown helps us to think, well, he was a king. He's the king who came. Right, there's some more things in here. We need some, let's go for this. I don't know if you recognize this, don't you? Does anyone want to come hold this? Go on, Clara. Don't know what's happened there, but come on up. Now, what is this, everyone? What is it? And you are allowed to speak in church, it's all right. It's a pen, but it's more than a pen, okay? This, can you see this? You see that? This is a UV pen and light, okay? Not just any old pen. Now, you can hold that for me. Oh, did you? Got another party, that's cool. Now, this is a special pen, okay? This is my daughter Eleanor's pen. And I've got to tell you something incredible. The other week, I went into her room, and I shone that UV light on the wall. And do you know what I saw as I shone that light on the wall? I saw some amazing pictures that you couldn't see without the light. Shining this UV light on the wall kind of brought together, it wasn't that big, but they highlighted all these things that were once hidden that were there, wasn't it? Yeah. That's what it is. That light shines so that you can see what you couldn't see before. And Jesus, the Bible says, is like that light. God gave his son, let's do the action, he gave his son so that we might know him. You see, Jesus came to reveal God to us. Hopefully there'll be a verse that appears on the screen. This is earlier in John's gospel, if it's there. It says this, no one has ever seen God but the one and only Son, Jesus, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. It's one of the things Jesus does. He's come to make God known to us. He's like that light. He reveals what we couldn't have seen without it. Okay, we've got one more thing in this box. Anyone else want to come up who hasn't been before? Do you want to come and help? Yep. Now, as you're coming up, bit of time to think about this one. Oh, it's a bit stuck. Oh. Right. Any ideas what we're going to do with this one? Right. Come on over, that's it. Can you wear that for me? Look at that. Beautiful. You don't really please. You don't have to put it over your head if you don't want to. But anyway, any ideas? What would you think? Why does this teach us something about Jesus? We've got a crown. He's a king. He's a light. He reveals what's not known. Rubber ring. When might you need a rubber ring? Yeah, to save you. If you're in the water and you can't swim, you need a rubber ring to save you.
Jesus saves.
Yeah, do you want to take over? Yeah, go for it. You see, this is something needed for being saved. You see, the Bible says that Jesus is the Savior we all need. See, adults, get your Bible again. Look down to verse 16 where we started. I'm going to read that again, but I'm also going to read the next verse after it. So verse 16, boys and girls, look on the screen. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. God sent Jesus, his Son, to save the world. Now, everyone scratch your head. If you can. You can't really say if you can because you've got a crown on, but everyone else can. Scratch your head. What do we need saving from? Doesn't quite say it there, does it? Well, think back to the Christmas story. We saw it in the video that we had earlier, and if you've been part of a nativity, you'll know this too. If you think back to the Christmas story, as an angel appeared to Joseph, what did he say? He said, you are to call this baby Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. He will save the people from their sins. So here we go. We're going to learn another action. Here we go. So we're going to go to save. We do that. Superhero flying. To save us from sin. Okay. To save us from sin. So let's go from the top. See if we could do all of this so far. Ready? One, two, three. The Christmas story shows us the love of God. God, there you go. He gave us his Son to save us from sin. Very good. Well done. Now this is where we begin to see the depth of the love that God has for our world. Now, I think we're going to send you guys back down. So I'll tell you what, pass it back over. Let's give them a round of applause for being such good helpers. Thank you. Thank you. Brilliant. You see, when you give a present to someone at Christmas time, it's very often, isn't it, because they've done something for you. I think that's true. So who here is going to give a Christmas present to their teacher at school? Yeah, quite a few of you. Not everyone. Not everyone's had a good teacher this year. But lots of you have. And lots of you want to give your teacher a present because you want to say thank you. And who at Christmas at home is going to get given a present because they've done something kind for you? I think lots. Okay, think of family and what they've done. How often when we give, this is a bit more telling, how often when we give a present to someone, do we expect a present back ourselves? Is that just me? No, thank you, you're being honest. Yeah, often that is the case. And yet the Christmas story shows us the great love of God Because though we have ignored him and so often done life our own way, he still gave us his son to save us from sin. See, the Bible is clear that we need saving because we've all sinned. And sadly, despite all the awesome things that happen at Christmas time, Christmas also shows our sin in lots of different ways. So sin is seen in our greed when we want what other people have got, or our jealousy because, yeah, we want that and they didn't get it and we should have got it. It's seen in our words when we're unkind, maybe to a brother or sister over the dinner table. It's seen most of all in how Jesus and his words are so often ignored at Christmas time. And because of this, the Bible says that rather than being friends with God, we are his enemies. Because we've rejected him, we deserve nothing from God except punishment, the Bible says. And there's nothing we could do to save ourselves. Think of these gifts I was given earlier. I can't kind of just cover over my sin by spraying enough Lynx on it. Not even Lynx is powerful enough to do that. I can't just scrub this sparkly Apple Wash, kind of remove sin. I can't do it. I can't do it myself. I'm helpless. And yet, what are we learning? The Christmas story shows us the love of God. He gave us his son to save us from sin. You see, we don't deserve this kindness. This is a gift that no one could ever afford. No one deserves to have. Yet God gladly gave us his son. And Jesus didn't stay a baby like that. He grew up and one day went to a cross. He went to a cross in the place of sinners like me. See, listen to another verse that the same writer John writes later in a letter to some Christians. He defines love. He says this, hopefully appear on the screen. He says this, "This is love. Not that we've loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for sin." Now, there's some big words there. But it means that God gave Jesus to the world to save all sinners who would look to him for help. Now that is amazing love, isn't it? We don't deserve this love from God. But this is the love. See, do you know this love of God? That he was willing to send his one and only son to die in your place. That you might no longer be enemies with God, but his friends. To know him as Lord and Savior. That you might have eternal life, John 3:16 says. So, we can do this lots, ready? 1, 2, 3, from the top. The Christmas story shows us the love of God. He gave us his son to save us from sin. So the question is then, if this is true, if this is the gift that God has given us, how are we to respond to it? What are we supposed to do with it? Well, I want you to get excited for a minute. Just imagine it's Christmas morning, okay? Get excited. Let's have a bit of a hooray. A bit of woo! It's Christmas morning, everyone. Woo! It's not really, but imagine it is. And there's presents under the tree. Look, they're all there ready to be opened. So we run downstairs and we open them. I don't know if you've got particular traditions in your family. The locks, we're quite restrained. You know, we open a couple of presents before going off to church on Christmas Day. And we go home, eat, and then we'll probably watch the King's speech this year. And then we'll kind of go round and open them. I know some families like to just go all crazy. Let's all get them all open. But however you do it, if you receive presents at Christmas, they're meant to be opened, aren't they? They're meant to be received. You don't just leave them under the tree. Well, here's the gift of God. It is his son, the one who saves from sin. And the response that's called for is one of acceptance and belief. Here's a present. We're meant to open it. We're meant to receive it. See, look at John 3:16 again. Adults, in your Bible, I think it'll be on the screen. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." The response we're supposed to have is belief in him. Here you go, this is the final bit we're looking at this morning. We're to believe in him. Now, I was thinking how to illustrate this. I struggled a little bit, but here we go. Here's something. Lots of you know what I'm going to do. Now, don't be rude, but do you believe this chair can hold my weight? One person does. Do you believe this chair can hold my weight? Come on, I'm quite slight, my family often tell me. It's not been Christmas yet. I haven't stuffed my face with lots of food. Do you believe it? How can I show you that I believe that this chair can hold my weight? What should I do? Sit on it. That would show, wouldn't it? I could say, yeah, I believe that holds my weight. But to truly show that I believe that it does, I sit on it. Phew, that could have been terrible. It does. Woo! It holds my weight. I believe that it would. This is me showing belief in this chair. Now, it's the same with Jesus. Will I put my full weight of confidence in him? See, having seen again the love of God in the Christmas story, will we respond with belief in him? So we're called to believe that we're sinners who need saving. We're called to believe that Jesus is the only one who can save us from sin. We're called to believe that he died and rose again so that we might be forgiven and be God's friends, not his enemies. You see, it'd be odd, wouldn't it? If on Christmas Day you opened all the Christmas presents under the tree, you kind of ripped them all open, but then you left the biggest and most exciting one just to the side. Never to open it, just left it there, got about your day, just left it there. That'd be odd, wouldn't it? That wouldn't happen in my house, that's for sure. And I'm sure it wouldn't happen in yours. Yet isn't this so often what happens with God's gift? Every year we hear something of the Christmas story, but rather than excite us, perhaps we've grown a little bit weary of it. We know it, we've acted it out, we've watched it, we've sung about it. But this year, if you haven't already, rather than kind of putting the Christmas story away with the rest of the decorations in a couple of weeks' time, will you embrace it? Will you receive it? Will you believe in Jesus? Let's have a go at doing this again. And I think for the action, because I didn't actually do it, but what you could do is when we get to the so, you can stand up and then you'll be ready to believe in him. Okay, let's go for that. So from the top, ready, 1, 2, 3. The Christmas story shows us the love of God. He gave us his son to save us from sin. So, believe in him. This is God's gift. Who's it for? It's for the world. Who belongs to the world? All of us. This is a gift with your name on it. It's meant to be received. But just to say, just one kind of warning before we get to the end. Like Christmas, it will one day kind of be gone. If we don't believe, then the Bible says rather than have life, look at the verse, it says we will perish. If we don't believe in this, if we don't believe in Jesus, then that is the consequence. Then rather than being friends with God, we will remain his enemies. So don't ignore this incredible gift, this display of God's love towards this world, towards you. Respond in belief. Will you open it this Christmas? Will you receive it with joy? And if you have already, and let me just encourage you this morning, as we've thought about the Christmas story, showing us the love of God, that love is still true. It didn't just happen in the past. This shows us something of God's character. Life can be hard, can't it? Ups and downs. Christmas can sometimes bring back really painful memories. But what does it also remind us as we think about the Christmas story? It shows us God's love. It's the same love that he has for his children today. Let's do this one more time, and then we're going to finish up. Ready? Lots of energy. Come nice and loud. It's been a little bit quiet. Let's raise the roof a little bit. Ready? 1, 2, 3. The Christmas story shows us the love of God. He gave us his son to save us from sin. So, believe in him. Very good. Let me pray, and then we're going to sing a song to respond. Let me pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you love the world that you made, that you are willing to give your one and only Son, that as we believe in him, we wouldn't perish, but we'd have eternal life. We thank you for this incredible love towards a world that has not loved you. Please forgive us and help us to respond with belief. And we ask in Jesus' name, amen. 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 We're going to sing a song.